station.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. A Japanese hostage is again ISIS's mouthpiece.
I'm Kenji Goto Jogo. This is a voice message I've been told to send to you.
With the deadline now 2.5 hours from now, the contents of that message from CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
We have a new ultimatum that by sunrise local time in Mosul, if a prisoner being held by Jordan is not brought to the Turkish border, that they will execute a Jordanian pilot.
The fighter pilot's father spoke through an interpreter.
I make a suggestion to the people of Jordan to push more on their government to protect the life of their son. Otherwise, your king is the one who killed him in his stubbornness.
ISIS demands the release of failed suicide bomber Sajid al-Rishawi, who was part of a hotel attack in Amman, Jordan, a decade ago. Stateside, back before senators today, Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch maintained a sense of humor through a grueling day of questions, acknowledging Senate Republicans were now in control of the confirmation process.
Senator, it's been a privilege to watch the peaceful transfer of power. What's going on?
Republicans criticized Attorney General Eric Holder for politicizing the Justice Department and asked Lynch how she would be different.
There is no room for improper bias or even personal views. We must follow the law where it leads us.
The two-time U.S. attorney in New York is expected to win confirmation. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Now more measles concerns. 100 people, maybe more, may have been exposed to a child with the virus who went to a Phoenix urgent care center. And from the California Disney Parks outbreak, 95 cases linked to that. That's in 8 states. Kids who have not had their shots could be a hazard to a child whose immunity has been compromised in Northern California. Live to explain, here's CBS's Peter King.
Dave, the father of a 6-year-old leukemia patient in Marin County wants the school district to keep unvaccinated children out of classrooms.
I want us to proactively say, let's not have a sick kid at Reed. Let's immunize our children.
California's non-vaccination rate for kindergartners has doubled since 2008. A health official tells the Los Angeles Times he blames a doctor and author who says parents don't have to vaccinate their kids because of the low disease rate.
For some Americans, living paycheck to paycheck doesn't even cut it. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The story, all too familiar these days.
Not enough income, no savings, need to borrow.
Jennifer Brooks at the nonprofit Corporation for Enterprise Development says large percentages of U.S. households are falling out of the financial mainstream as they struggle with jobs that don't pay enough and turn to high-interest loans to get by.
These are folks who have a whole set of factors that are adding up and creating sort of a quagmire that's pretty difficult to get out of.
CED is urging states to raise minimum wages and protect residents from predatory lenders.
Wall Street S&P futures up 10. This is CBS News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
No, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
A lot of life is just about showing up. Showing up on time is even better. But, as Bill Whitney explained, some people have trouble doing that.
There are legitimate reasons for being late to work, but if you don't have a good excuse, Michael Irwin of Career Builder says it's best not to lie.
One that I really liked this year was I knocked myself out in the shower, and that's why they were late. If you had a head injury from the shower, it's probably going to show when you get to the office, so that's probably not the best one to go with.
And sometimes the less said, the better. The worker who told the boss he was delayed waiting for a judge to set his bail didn't do himself any favors. Neither did the one who said he was drunk and forgot where he'd parked his car. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Super Bowl officials will today outline security measures in effect this weekend in Arizona. The FAA will have temporary flight restrictions for all aircraft within a 10-mile radius of the stadium in Glendale. And you can't sneak a peek with your own video camera buzzing over the action as the feds are also banning drones. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of. And your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob, this is Lisa from Farmers Insurance. Last time we spoke, you were planning some home renovations?
Yeah, we redid the whole upstairs.
Great. Well, since you've added value to your home, we'll need to update your coverage. Walk me through the changes.
Until you close the gaps in your insurance, you could be living dangerously. To find out more, visit farmers.com. We'll help you know the gaps and lose all the...
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, the five power conferences in the NCAA, including the Atlantic Coast Conference, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student athletes. The latest county-by-county unemployment rate in North Carolina shows Orange County continues to have among the lowest rates in the entire state.
Your rate has gone down from 4.4% to 3.9%.
And an Alert Carolina message was sent to students, faculty, and staff on the UNC campus yesterday, warning of a scam targeting college campuses. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, UNC basketball is known for winning championships, of course, but there's one basketball player who's winning a different game off the court. You may not know about him. And
Duke is 4-3 in the ACC and going to undefeated Virginia.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
27 degrees in Chapel Hill, 707. Partly sunny today. Slight chance of a little light rain activity in the afternoon, but nothing to worry about today. Our high is safely above freezing later on in the day, at least. High today, about 48 degrees. By the time we have a chance of any kind of rain, the temperatures will be up there. And then tonight's going to be cold, but not as cold as it has been. Low tonight, about 35 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high 45. The five power conferences in the NCAA, including the ACC, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student-athletes. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on this development.
The decision was made about a week and a half ago at a meeting with university leaders from around the nation. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the conference included 80 people, one from each of the 65 universities in the power conferences, along with 15 students.
The most interesting part of the conference were the students. They were incredible. They had lots to say about these things. This is the first time students have started to be included in their future and the way we think about it with the regulations from the NCAA.
UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says that the vote for autonomy will allow the power conferences to make decisions that will not include the smaller conferences in the NCAA that do not have the same resources.
Schools in the BCS conferences, the 65 kind of biggest schools in the country, now have the right to vote about legislation that would affect them only.
Chancellor Folt says that the primary vote this year was taking steps to protect student athletes.
The initial regulations were voted in mostly have to do with things like getting students full cost of attendance, a very strong one that says that students couldn't lose their scholarships based on their athletic performance. That's a very big commitment. We were already very close to that in our own way of dealing with things, but this makes this true across the conferences.
Cunningham says that they will now be able to provide the full cost of attendance to student athletes through scholarships.
We have 800 student athletes. There are about 300 scholarships that we spread over the 800 students, and the in-state difference is about $4,000, and the out-of-state is about $6,000. So it is a lot of money.
Now, Cunningham says that the transition will likely not be a smooth one, but it will be beneficial for student-athletes in the long run. Chapel Burrow's Art Chansky says that it is important to stay on the student-athlete side of the line that divides them from employees of universities.
We're doing this and this and this while retaining the college model. You know, they want to stay on that side of the amateur line, rather, and never get to the point where the government is going to come in and say, you're paying them too much, they're employees, and there goes your tax-exempt status, there goes your nonprofit status, and if they get hurt, man, you got to pay them workman's compensation.
Chancellor Fultz says that the next level of conversation will include governing how many hours student-athletes can commit to their sport, as well as looking at standards for admission and ongoing eligibility for student-athletes. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
An Alert Carolina message was sent to students, faculty, and staff at the UNC campus on Wednesday, warning of a scam targeting college campuses across the country. According to the FBI, college students across the United States have been targeted to participate in work-from-home scams through emails to their school accounts that recruit them for payroll and/or human resource positions with fictitious companies. Students are then asked to provide bank account numbers to receive a deposit and then transfer a portion of the funds to another bank account which is involved in the scam. Likewise, university employees are receiving fraudulent emails indicating a change in their human resource status. Information from the employee is then used to access the employee's official human resources account and alter direct deposit settings, diverting paychecks to the scammer's account. Now, the FBI has released a list of recommendations to protect yourself. A lot of this is common sense. If a job offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Never accept a job that requires the depositing of funds into your account and wiring them to different accounts. Look for poor use of the English language in emails, such as incorrect grammar, capitalization, and tenses. Many of the scammers who send these messages are not native English speakers. Never provide credentials of any kind, such as bank account information, login names, passwords, or any other identifying information in response to a recruitment email. Forward suspected emails to the university's IT personnel and tell your friends also to be on the lookout for the scam. The latest county-by-county unemployment report in North Carolina shows Orange County continues to have among the lowest unemployment rates in the state. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Larry Parker's with the State Department of Commerce. He says Orange County's labor force remains static compared to November, but things continue to move in the right direction.
It was just over 73,650 a year ago in November, and it's now 73,550 in November of this year, or November of 2014. The difference is the number of people employed in Orange County is up by just over 300 people, and the number of people unemployed is down by about the same amount. So your rate has gone down from 4.4% to 3.9%.
The highest unemployment rate in the state is in Scotland County at 13.7%. Nonetheless, Scotland County reported the largest decrease in North Carolina over the course of 2014. Parker says North Carolina continues to see good news in almost every job sector.
One of the surprise sectors for December was construction, which added the most jobs over the month with 4,100. So, you know, when you can add 114,500 jobs to the state over a year, I think that's a pretty good sign. Only government is the only sector with a loss over the year.
And he says a rising construction tide is lifting plenty of other sectors across the state.
When you can have that industry going really well, it feeds off manufacturing, which is up over the years, was up over 9,500 over the year. Trade, transportation, utilities was up 17,600. So a lot of those sectors are tied back to construction.
Overall, North Carolina's unemployment rate was 5.5%, while the national rate was at 5.6%. The last time the state rate was below the national rate was last April. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Emergency crews in Burlington responded to an area of North Fisher Street near Webb Avenue in reference to a pedestrian who had been struck by a train. This happened on Tuesday afternoon. Officers located a subject near the tracks who suffered fatal injuries as a result of the collision with an Amtrak train. The incident happened at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The train was traveling north just prior to its arrival at the Burlington Amtrak station. Amtrak personnel reported seeing the victim walking beside the track just prior to the accident. Police identified the victim as 25-year-old Franklin D. Gwynn of Burlington. The investigation into the cause of the accident is ongoing. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks pretty good on the roadway so far. No reports of any accidents on the roads. 54 eastbound still in the building stages, although starting to get a little bit busy in spots from 40 Boulevard to 40. 40 eastbound also in good shape into RTP and the airport from Highway 86 out to Airport Boulevard. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, so far, so good.
So far, so good.
Yeah, I was paying attention, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad to hear it.
Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and how about their hot chocolate? Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by your Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. 27 degrees, partly sunny, slight chance of light rain in the afternoon. Our high today about 48 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. Not as cool, though. Low tonight in the mid-30s, safely above the freezing mark. On Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, high in the middle 40s, but we're going to have some strong winds late in the day. Wind gust up to about 30 miles per hour. Friday night, cold again with the lows in the low 20s. And then if you're wondering about the weekend, on Saturday, mostly sunshine, high 45. Saturday night, partly cloudy with the low around 30. And then on Sunday, a cloudy day, chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 45 degrees. The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce invites you to help celebrate the successes of our business community. The Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center happens today starting at 11 o'clock this morning at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. If you want to find out anything about your Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, go to carolinachamber.org and check it out.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, thanks, Coach. 717. It's that time when you're going to start hearing a lot of stories about the North Carolina State Legislature, because today is the first full work day over there. Yesterday they reported back, and gay marriage is front and center on this year's first real work day. Senate Leader Phil Berger filed a bill yesterday that would allow magistrates to refuse to preside at same-sex weddings and assistant registers of deeds to not issue licenses based on religious convictions, but they would not be involved in traditional marriages either. Berger had said he would file a recusal bill after judges last October struck down North Carolina's constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Berger told the Associated Press in an interview, the exemption to preside at all marriages ensures court officials aren't picking and choosing whom they will wed. Democratic lawmakers and the gay rights group Equality North Carolina held a news conference yesterday opposing this bill, saying it's discrimination in disguise. Abortion rights groups want the Republican-led legislature to keep its hands off rules proposed by state regulators for how North Carolina abortion clinics must operate. Several Democratic lawmakers plan to join health providers and activists at a news conference today at the legislative building. Governor Pat McCrory's Department of Health and Human Services released the draft rules last month, mandated following a 2013 law that abortion rights supporters at the time opposed vehemently. But now groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice North Carolina say they support the ensuing regulations and don't want lawmakers to try and change them. The socially conservative North Carolina Values Coalition has said the regulations don't go far enough and fail to meet what it calls the legislation's intent to treat clinics like outpatient surgery centers. Democrats at the General Assembly are trying to get out of the blocks quickly this year as lawmakers emphasize the economy and job creation. More than two dozen House and Senate members from the legislature's minority party attended yesterday what was called a Job Growth Forum in Raleigh. They heard from representatives of retailers, big city mayors, minority economic development organizations, and the Durham Chamber of Commerce as well. Senate Minority Leader Dan Blue says the event begins a listening tour to get local feedback. A dozen Democrats also have announced they've created the North Carolina Main Street Democrat Caucus. That's led by Representative Ken Goodman of Rockingham. Another member said the effort is designed to reverse the trend of losing moderate pro-business Democrats. The caucus also plans a campaign arm to help candidates. And in news around town this morning, tomorrow is the last Friday of the month. Time to head to downtown Hillsboro for the last Friday's Art Walk. From 6 until 9 p.m., there will be an artist and opening receptions, plus other special events at five different art galleries, as well as artist studios, shops, and restaurants. All of this happening in downtown Hillsboro. If you'd like more information and a map, you can head online and visit lastfridaysartwalk.org.
And listen, if you need help with your taxes, for qualifying residents, Orange and Chatham counties are offering a tax-free service. They always do. It's called VITA, V-I-T-A. That starts next month. VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. IRS-certified volunteers will help you prepare computerized federal and state tax returns. It's open to everybody of low or moderate income who meet the eligibility guidelines. To get more information or to find out if you qualify, head online to orangecountync.gov/aging and click on Tax Assistance. 7:20, time for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Sutz. Well, of course, Super Bowl coming up on this weekend. You would hardly know it because of all the talk about deflated footballs, but Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots will face off for the NFL Championship. And if you can remember that, a lot of folks haven't even mentioned the teams or the players in quite some time. Here in Chapel Hill, a lot of talk about basketball. UNC basketball is known for winning championship titles. There's one player on the Carolina men's team winning a different game off the court. WCHL's Kylie McCoy reports.
Sasha Seymour is used to winning titles, but not always in basketball. Despite being the senior class president and the recipient of the most prestigious scholarship UNC offers, Carolina basketball player may just be the sweetest title yet.
I've always dreamed of playing basketball for North Carolina. So to make the team was in and of itself a dream come true. Such a special opportunity to put on a Carolina basketball jersey and say I'm part of something that's so, says such a historic legacy.
Seymour played in 6 games for the Tar Heels before tearing his ACL in a game against Alabama. Seymour's injury marks the end of his Carolina basketball career.
When I tore my ACL and I found out that dream was essentially over, it was tough. But at the same time, I know that there are a million kids out there who have had the same dream that I've had. There are a million kids that have wanted to play basketball for North Carolina. And so to even have gotten this opportunity in the first place is just such an incredible blessing.
Seymour says his injury gives him a new goal to tackle.
I really like setting goals and accomplishing them, and I really like going after something. And I think this is just another challenge, and it's just another goal. It's just another thing to overcome. And when I think of it like that, it gives me another thing to beat, and I like that a lot.
So how exactly does the senior class president balance his time on and off the court?
I think it's a little bit cliched to say never keep following your dreams, never give up on that. But that's entirely true. I mean, that's exactly what I did. And in each step in the process, I had this end goal in mind of this is where I wanted to be and this is what I wanted to do. And as long as you keep that in mind, it's entirely possible to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Seymour will be working abroad in Ireland next semester as a recipient of the Mitchell Scholarship, one of the most selective scholarships in the nation. Kylie McCoy, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks for that report, Kylie. Another basketball note this morning. Tony Parker scored 17 points. San Antonio Spurs overcame another lethargic third quarter to beat the Charlotte Hornets last night, 95-86. Former Tar Heel basketball player Danny Green at 16 points. Tim Duncan, who, of course, played at Wake Forest, added 12 points and 14 rebounds. San Antonio won its 6th straight at home. The Chapel Hill Tigers are searching for a way to end the dynasty of the Orange Panthers tonight in wrestling, but it will be easier said than done. The Tigers and the Panthers will grapple in a dual match at Chapel Hill High School tonight at 6. On the line, the Big 8 regular season championship. The Panthers won 11 consecutive regular season titles. Orange, coached by former UNC wrestler Bobby Schreiner, has defined dynasty in triangle wrestling for the past 20 years. Now in his 26th season in Hillsboro, Schreiner has built a program that has won 5 dual state titles and 16 conference championships across 3 different classifications. Schreiner says the Panthers have had plenty of help from their seniors this year.
You know, and our older guys like, you know, Byron and Malik Jimenez and Gonzo Garcia, Cantarell and Joe Scott, you know, actually the guys that went to states last year, you know, those guys have really been solid.
Right.
Trent Tanner, he's been out some.
This year, Orange has had seniors Joe Scott at 138 pounds and Byron Stevenson at 285 claim their 100th career victories. Meanwhile, Chapel Hill looks to pull the upset with George McBurney looming large at 220 pounds. McBurney, also a center with the Chapel Hill High School football team, finished 4th at the Tiger Holiday Wrestling Classic. Chapel Hill head coach Tripp Price
says the Tigers have lots of experienced leaders.
We have two returning state qualifiers in Zach Allen at 120 pounds this year. He was a state qualifier at 106 last year. And then George McBurney is a state returning state qualifier at 220 pounds. And then we have two seniors, Elliot Martin and Eric Jens, who are do a good job, along with Camden Berge and Hudson Price.
In addition to tonight's critical dual match, Chapel Hill High School will also host the Big 8 Conference Championship meet on Saturday, starting at 8:30 in the morning. Our thanks to Jeff Hamlin for that report. I'm Ron Stutz, WCHL at 7:25.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke is 4-3 in the ACC and going to undefeated Virginia. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. This week could end with Duke having played 8 ACC games and split them. The Blue Devils, a preseason pick to win the conference regular season, blew a 10-point lead at Notre Dame Wednesday night and lost to the smaller and surprising Irish, who are 8-1 in the ACC and in second place behind Virginia. Duke has stretches where a 2 looks unbeatable, but then goes on long scoring droughts like at South Bend and fails to make winning plays at the end of the game. The Blue Devils are weak on defense in the middle as teams easily take the ball inside on them, where freshman Jahlil Okafor is not as dominant as advertised, and he has little help from an otherwise undersized lineup. It is rare that an opponent is more athletic than a Mike Krzyzewski team, but three that have defeated Duke, NC State, Miami, and Notre Dame, all are, with Carolina still to come. The Blue Devils are actually caught a little short in size, quickness, and athletic ability, and thus cannot control an entire game against a good opponent. And if they get into the slightest bit of foul trouble, they have virtually no depth coming off the bench. Now Duke goes to Charlottesville, where Virginia is truly unique. The Cavaliers are the most efficient offensive team in the country while being among the lowest in the number of possessions. Defensively, they are one of the best, having held Georgia Tech to 28 points for an entire game. UVA, currently 19-0, has its most challenging stretch of the regular season, facing Duke and then coming to Chapel Hill Monday night, then playing Louisville and going to NC State. The defending ACC regular season and tournament champion does not play Notre Dame or Carolina a second time and has Wake Forest twice, Pitt, Florida State, and Virginia Tech before finishing the schedule at Syracuse and at Louisville. Without a superstar on the roster, Virginia clearly has the easiest schedule among the 5 teams in the ACC in the nation's top 12, and it matches up perfectly against far more heralded Duke that shoots freely and plays surprisingly poor defense. Few would guess that with all of their publicity, the Blue Devils have been to only one Final Four in the last 10 years. So far this season, they are not looking like one of the top 4 in their own league. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site. But then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine locally owned independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or LA, but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at 3 times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community, and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com. Good morning. It's 7:30. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 27 degrees, partly sunny. Slight chance of a little light rain in the afternoon. Our high today about 48. Tonight, still that chance of rain continuing. Not as cool, though, with a low in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, strong winds, in fact, in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the middle 40s. We talk about the coffee all the time, but Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace also serves fountain drink perfection daily. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nod. The fate of two hostages held by ISIS could be known in a matter of hours near Turkey's border with Syria. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
A Japanese journalist and a Jordanian pilot, ISIS prisoners whose fate may be decided by sundown in Syria and Iraq. Kenji Goto could be freed. Lieutenant Muaz al-Kasesba might be executed. It all depends on Jordan's willingness to meet ISIS demands to hand over imprisoned Iraqi would-be suicide bomber Sajita al-Rashawi.
An audio message purportedly from ISIS was released earlier spelling out terms of the deal. Middle East expert David Pollack says these latest developments have the potential to be a key tool for ISIS.
This kind of a deal will probably only encourage the terrorists of Islamic State to take more hostages if they can.
The deadline is about 2 hours away. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 26 degrees this morning. A little bit on the nippy side, but nothing to worry about. It's going to warm up to about 48 today, and we will have some sunshine. Although there's a slim chance of rain later on in the day. I'm Rod Stutz. The five power conferences in the NCAA, including the Atlantic Coast Conference, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student-athletes. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the development.
The decision was made about a week and a half ago at a meeting with university leaders from around the nation. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the conference included 80 people, one from each of the 65 universities in the power conferences, along with 15 students.
The most interesting part of the conference were the students. They were incredible. They had lots to say about these things. This is the first time students have started to be included in their future and the way we think about it with the regulations from the NCAA.
UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says that the vote for autonomy will allow the power conferences to make decisions that will not include the smaller conferences in the NCAA that do not have the same resources.
Schools in the BCS conferences, the 65 kind of biggest schools in the country, now have the right to vote about legislation that would affect them only.
Chancellor Folt says that the primary vote this year was taking steps to protect student athletes.
The initial regulations were voted in mostly have to do with things like getting students full cost of attendance, a very strong one that says that students couldn't lose their scholarships based on their athletic performance. That's a very big commitment. We were already very close to that in our own way of dealing with things, but this makes this true across the conferences.
Cunningham says that they will now be able to provide the full cost of attendance to student athletes through scholarships.
We have 800 student athletes. There are about 300 scholarships that we spread over the 800 students, and the in-state difference is about $4,000, and the out-of-state is about $6,000. So it is a lot of money.
Cunningham says that the transition will likely not be a smooth one, but it will be beneficial for student athletes in the long run. Chapel Burrows' Art Chansky says that it is important to stay on the student-athlete side of the line that divides them from employees of universities.
We're doing this and this and this while retaining the college model. And, you know, they want to stay on that side of the amateur line, rather, and never get to the point where the government is going to come in and say, you're paying them too much, they're employees, and there goes your tax-exempt status, there goes your nonprofit status, and if they get hurt, man, you got to pay them workman's compensation.
Chancellor Fultz says that the next level of conversation will include governing how many hours student-athletes can commit to their sport, as well as looking at standards for admission and ongoing eligibility for student-athletes. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The delivery of 7,000 blue recycling carts to residents of Orange County is underway now. Delivery started last Friday, and officials are hoping to have the drop-offs finished by the end of next week, barring any complications from the weather. Blair Pollock is a planner with Orange County Solid Waste. He says that there were too many variables for the county to determine who got a cart. He says to simplify the process, they distributed new 95-gallon capacity carts at the request of the residents. Pollock says that he did not have the exact distribution locations, but that many clusters of homes likely all signed up for carts, specifically homes just outside the town limits.
They look just like an in-town, but they happen to be just outside of town. So I say the odds are good that the vast majority of those are going to switch, and that the odds are further good that there'll be some Me Too-ism. So if 80% switched and the other 20% didn't, there may be some that come back and say, yeah, I think that'll work for me too. And we're already starting to see a little bit of that.
Pollock says they had 7,000 requests for new carts among the just over 14,000 residents who are eligible to get them. He says that they have a small surplus at the moment for those who are late to decide they would like to have one.
We ordered about 500 more carts than we had orders for. So we're hopeful we'll be able to fill most of the requests for people from now, and otherwise between the possible expansion of the routes next year, depending upon the budget, and if there's a big second request for carts, we'll try to order some more for next fiscal year.
Pollock says that the new carts, which have a capacity of more than 5 of the recycling bins county residents are currently using, will increase efficiency of recycling. He adds that the infrastructure is in place to handle all the additional waste.
The fact of the matter is that the markets are reasonably good for all these materials. North Carolina in particular has a very robust plastics recycling industry, and yet a lot of the furnish for that plastics recycling industry has to come from out of state, so, you know, bring it on.
Residents can start using their recycling carts immediately upon getting them, and the pickup service will operate biweekly. Residents can choose to keep their bins to use as intermediate or overflow storage. They may also return their bins to the convenience centers where they currently deposit their recycling. And there's no change for residents who choose to continue recycling with the bins and manually dropping off at convenience centers. BB&T Corporation is apologizing for a processing problem that caused some customer accounts to show incorrect balances or zero funds. The Winston-Salem-based bank posted an apology on its Facebook page Wednesday, adding that it fixed the problem, corrected account balances, and refunded overdraft fees. The Charlotte Observer reported bank spokesman Brian Davis said the problem impacted accounts over the weekend, but the customers did not detect any problems until Tuesday morning. Davis said the bank didn't have a tally of how many customers were affected. He said the issue impacted BB&T's customers across the country. Davis said the problem was not the result of a cyber attack. North Carolina's NCAA leader has challenged new rules. NCAA story a moment ago, and now I'm all confused. I'm talking about the NAACP now. North Carolina's NAACP leader has challenged new rules about public assembly in the state legislative building as parts of protests targeting policies by the GOP-led legislature. About 75 people marched to the building with Reverend William Barber on Wednesday for a demonstration as lawmakers reconvene this year's session. After prayers and speeches, Barber asked the group to follow him in a lap around the rotunda between chambers. A law enforcement official stopped Reverend Barber near the House chamber. A tense exchange ended with Barber turning back to the group to criticize the new rules. A memo on the rules from the Legislative Services Office says police can designate separate areas to allow legislators to come and go from the chambers and that the restrictions will not deny free speech rights. 7:39. And WCHL with 26 degrees this morning, a little bit on the nippy side, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And no problems with, you know, anything freezing or anything like that. We're not expecting any precipitation until
right.
We do have a slight chance of sprinkles in the afternoon, but by the time that gets here,
our temperatures will be up in the 40s.
Yay.
Certainly mid and upper 40s.
Makes me happy.
And a couple of quick things I want to mention here. The world's finest dancers will heat up the stage in Dancing Pros Live. And the audience gets to vote for the best of the best. Experience this unforgettable live dancing competition on February 12th at DPAC. And WCHL has a grand prize package complete with two tickets to Dancing Pros Live, plus a $50 gift card for dinner at Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room across the street from DPAC there. And coming up next hour, I'll be picking another finalist. Only going to be six people who registered to win this or who are eligible. So you get an opportunity this morning, and you get an opportunity in the afternoon with Aaron Keck, and then tomorrow morning we'll be announcing the winner. And one more thing. I know that you weren't here the last time we did this, but the Healthiest You Challenge is really something else, and people are already falling off the wagon as far as their New Year's resolutions are concerned.
Right. No, I don't know who that would be.
I don't know anybody. You? As far as, you know, losing weight, getting in shape, and all that sort of thing, it's really hard to do on your own. I know as well as anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you got other people helping you, it's a different story. It's time now to register for your chance to be part of our fifth annual Healthiest You Challenge. WCHL and ChapelBrew.com, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, will help another 64 challenges on a journey to an active and 64 challengers, I should say, on a journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. Visit ChapelBrew.com/HealthiestYou to submit your registration now. You can do that this morning, for heaven's sake. We'll randomly select 64 challengers who will each get a free six-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, access to health education programs, a lot more. So much fun. At the end of the challenge, the winners will get a one-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. And our thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online right now at chapelbrew.com to join in this year's Healthiest You Challenge. We've had some people make some remarkable progress in living a healthy lifestyle, and it's just been a wonderful thing that we've done. And this is the fifth annual event.
Ooh, I need to get involved.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe you should.
Really, because speaking of falling off the wagon of your New Year's resolutions.
Well, the wheels came off my wagon, so, you know, I didn't even have to fall off.
Yeah. People still dragging you around?
That's right. That's exactly right, man. It's a drag, there's no question. Kind of a drag. Sorry. 7:42. We have 26 degrees this morning. Wish it was 46.
Me too.
26 degrees. What is happening today, other than what I just talked about? What is happening at chapelbrew.com?
Well, we've got a great commentators. Wiley Post talks about paying teachers what they deserve. If you miss the commentators on air, make sure you check it out at chapelbrew.com. You can hear the whole thing or see the whole thing right there. Also, don't forget to check back with us a little after lunch today. We're going to announce the winner of the shortlist, the best place for automotive care. And we've got some great places on the list to choose from that have been chosen from, let me just say. And hopefully we'll find out who the winner is coming up a little bit later today. Also, we've got a great photo gallery from the Lunchbox Concert Series with Dogwood Blossom.
That is really a cool thing they do over there at the Century Center.
Yeah, it really is. It's so neat and unique.
Lunchbox. Take your lunch, go in there, enjoy music during lunch, and then go back to work. It really is.
And then go back to work.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the first part.
Yeah, I don't like the go back to work part either. Oh, by the way, we're going to be, I believe you're going too, we're going to be at the Chamber event today.
Yes.
The big Chamber event, Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce, celebrating the successes of our business community. It's the Chamber's annual meeting. It's presented by the Europa Center today, starting at 11 o'clock, the Sheraton Chapel Hill. So if you're registered for that, if you're planning to go, don't forget, it's today, and you get lunch as well. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. And looking forward to it.
We'll see you out there. So, you know, stop by and say hello. The WCHL table. All right. Coming up next, we have today's commentary from Raleigh Mann, and he talks about the shabby treatment of UNC President Tom Ross. That is on the way.
When Squids opened over 20 years ago, we made a commitment to serving hot, fresh hush puppies to every table. They're really very simple, basically cornmeal and water. But when you bite into a hush puppy, you're transported to the coast. It's the perfect prelude to any seafood dish, whether it's fried oysters, grilled mahi-mahi, or fresh Maine lobster. And it's our way of welcoming you to Squids. Squids Famous Hush Puppies, the perfect start to a delicious seafood dinner.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels.
The year-end carryover sales event is happening now at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. If you think you missed the awesome year-end sales incentives when the clock struck midnight on December 31st, you're in luck. The year-end event continues through January only at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. During the year-end carryover sales event, leases start at $209 per month, such as a 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $209 per month. That's right. New Subaru leases start at $209 per month at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. We also have finance rates as low as 0.9% on select models. Listen to what Matt had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Ferboni and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with, low pressure, and gave me a great deal on the car I purchased.
Now that's a wow. Visit PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
E5515 FJF11. 42-month lease with 10K miles per year based on MSRP of $23,504 and selling price of $22,299 with $2,528 to assign. Includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. $0 security deposit. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st, 2015.
Don't miss the WCHL Weekend Shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Discover what's driving Triangle businesses with Today's Business, hosted by Sharon Hill. Learn from professional caregivers how to improve the quality of life for families afflicted with chronic conditions and those on Care and Connections, hosted by Nicole Bruno. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM for more of what you want to hear.
All right, it is 26 degrees, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Soon after Art Pope bought him the governorship, Pat McCrory became an expert on higher education. Our universities are teaching the wrong things, he said. We need more job training, skills for the marketplace. So then he appointed 16 new members to the Board of Governors, which runs the state's 17-campus university system. The new appointees are mostly white male Republicans. The list is dominated by CEOs, bankers, attorneys. Only one of them has the slightest connection to higher education. He serves on the board of the Appalachian State University's foundation. These are credentials for running a university system. So now this mostly white male Republican Board of Governors shoves aside the system's president, Tom Ross, to make room for someone who can take orders from Governor Pope, McCrory and his right-wing buddies in the legislature. Has Tom Ross done a bad job? Well, no. In fact, everyone's heaping praise on him for his effectiveness at running the university system admirably for 4 years, filled with difficult challenges. John Fenerbresk, the board chairman, is emphatic. He, quote, "This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president, fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, worked well with our board." The board's official statement is equally glowing. So why is Ross being pushed out? Well, maybe the board wants a president who will cave into the legislature, suggests Tom Mills, a political consultant. Ross has not fallen into lockstep with our legislature. At that same board meeting that canned President Ross, Governor McCrory showed up to talk about his plans to commercialize our university's academic research and to beef up the state's entrepreneurial culture. Coincidence? Well, no. When politicians and their close friends try to run a university system, inevitably they fail because they base their decisions on the wrong things, their political priorities. McCrory is dead wrong about what higher education should be, and his Board of Governors has brought further shame to our state with its unconscionable treatment of Tom Ross. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hello, this is David for Town Hall Burger and Beer in Durham, across from South Point Mall. We have added 20 draft beer, 12 of them is rotation, and 8 of them which will become a house draft beer. You always know when you go to Town Hall Burger and Beer, you get a great burger. You pick your patty, you pick your bun, you pick all the sauces and dressing you want on it. You know you're going to get a hand-cut fresh fries. All you needed was an addition of great beer selection. Come to Town Hall Burger and Beer now. That's it.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life. Programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to Legacy Care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Now, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks like traffic beginning to pick up. We're seeing full lanes on 40 eastbound as you head into RTB this morning between 751 and Davis Drive. Watch for a crash in Durham. It's on the shoulder northbound Durham Freeway at Briggs Avenue. Expect delays starting well before Alexander Drive now. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, and everybody looking forward to the clean joke of the day coming up.
Got a good one.
Don't let us down.
I try not to.
Traffic brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 26 degrees. It's chilly this morning. It's going to start to warm up here fairly soon. Actually, we'll be up in the upper 40s before the day is out. Slight chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain. Not as cool, low around 35. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. Very strong winds late in the day. Our high tomorrow in the middle 40s. 751 WCHL, and Dr. Wayne Pond always joins us at this time of the day. And why should this morning be any different? Ladies and gentlemen, how are you, Dr. Pond? We are fond of Dr. Pond.
I'm enjoying the theme music is what I'm doing, Ron Boy.
Oh, well, you know, group of guys out of Liverpool, I think if, you know, people hear them, I think they might get pretty big. Might be kind of successful.
Hey, Rod, take me back. You said that, what's the name of the actress who was in The Graduate?
Catherine Ross, 75
years
old.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that one. 75 years old. Oh, my God. Whither fled our youth, huh?
Well, you know, I can still see that scene in The Graduate where she's about to get married, and Dustin Hoffman, his character is Ben. Ben is standing in the church, but he's outside the sanctuary there, and he's got this huge glass wall, and he's pounding on the wall, Elaine! Elaine! And then he breaks up the wedding, and she comes and goes with him. They get on the bus. What a great movie.
Right. Well, as I recall, she also played Etta, who was the girlfriend of, I don't know, Paul Newman or...
It was a Western, right?
Yeah, in the Sundance, what was it? The Hole in the Wall Gang, come on, the Sundance Kid, what was the name of that?
I can't remember what it is. But she...
It was well before my time.
Yeah.
Of course it was. I had a crush on her for a long time after The Graduate. I mean, you know, I love that movie. And
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That's what we're trying to think of. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, here we go. The word of the day. The word of the day is roseate. Roseate. I guess you could also say roseate. There's a little tiny wiggle room there on the pronunciation. R-O-S-E-A-T-E. R-O-S-E-A-T-E. Roseate. Roseate. It's all about the color of a rose, of course. It's an adjective, but the secondary meaning is the interesting one here. Overly optimistic, that which is viewed very favorably, you know, putting a good spin on things. And I'm struggling here to get back to the commentator this morning just to put my two cents in. Boy, I tell you, you know who belongs on the board?
Who's that?
Lou Margolis and Raleigh Mann. That's who belongs on the board.
Yeah,
you with me on that, Ron Boy?
I'm with you there, buddy. I agree.
Well, they deliver stinging words filled with truth and glory. So there it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You go and look at your picture of Catherine Ross and think this woman is 75 years old now.
Yeah, get back to DJ reality.
And have a good day.
All right, one more time. Roseate. Roseate. Say it the way you want. R-O-S-E-A-T-E. That which resembles the color of a rose, but again, secondary meaning, overly optimistic, viewed favorably. In other words, hold up a mirror to all those clowns over in Raleigh. You got a pretty roseate view. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, let's use that secondary definition for our purposes.
There we go. All right, you guys have a good one. I'll talk to you in the morning.
You too, buddy. Wan Fon's Word of the Day on W. Sanchel, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Time now for the clean joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Bill, Jim, and Scott were at a convention together, and they were sharing a large suite on the top of a 75-story skyscraper. After a long day of meetings, they were shocked to hear that the elevators in their hotel were broken. They'd have to climb 75 flights of stairs to get to their room.
Whoa.
I know. Bill said to Jim and Scott, let's break the monotony of this unpleasant task by concentrating on something interesting. I'll tell jokes for 25 flights, and Jim can sing songs for 25 flights, and Scott can tell sad stories the rest of the way. At the 26th floor, Bill stopped telling jokes and Jim began to sing. At the 51st floor, Jim stopped singing and Scott began to tell sad stories. I will tell my saddest story first, he said. I left the room key in the car.
I was going to say, when they got to the 51st floor, they all died from exhaustion. But your way was much better.
Oh, thanks. That's why I do this for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's that career working out for you?
I'm very roseate.
757 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Thomas Watson and Renee Price are co-founders of an organization called Free Spirit Freedom. They're presenting a couple of very special events on Saturday and Sunday, 3 until 5 each day, at Central Orange Senior Center. It's all designed to kick off Black History Month. Thomas Watson and Orange County Commissioner Renee Price are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
The program this weekend is going to be pretty much on the one-room schools for colored kids here in Orange County, which my mother attended one, and she'll be on the program. And we're going to review their history, their past, and what it was like to have gone to those schools.
It starts with a photography exhibit by local photographer and artist Jacqueline Liggins.
According to the 1935-36 State Archives study, there were like 28, 29 of these little schoolhouses around Orange County, and she's taken pictures of Haith, Morris Grove, Ridge Road, Sarton, and White Oak.
The photography exhibit is on Saturday from 3 until 5, and then on Sunday from 3 until 5, there's an afternoon of storytelling involving the people who attended those schools.
Despite what the schools were like and some of the challenges, it was a way that they were going to get out of poverty and to make a better world. I think it's important for young people today to realize the sacrifices that were made and the strength that it took to be able to go to school, get an education, despite what the challenges were, to go on and now, you know, have your own profession, your own business, or what have you.
Renee Price and Thomas Watson co-founded Free Spirit Freedom because they thought it was important to pass along information about what came before right here in Orange County.
Thomas and I have been on several other community organization boards, and we got to know each other and started talking about our history, and we just thought that we needed something that talked about the history of people of color in Orange County, and something that would last beyond February, Black History Month, something that was was continuous. And it's really surprising to find out what has happened in Orange County and who we live amongst. We have some very interesting people that took part in the sit-ins in Greensboro, marched with Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was here. He was in Chapel Hill. How many people really know that? So we just decided that we would use photography, trying to get old photographs of people. And the minute that people see the photographs, memories come back, stories are told, and it's become a bridge.
This living history will be told on Saturday and Sunday at the Central Orange Senior Center, a two-day event to kick off Black History Month in Orange County, co-presented by Orange County and Free Spirit Freedom. For more information, go to hillsboroughartscouncil.org. Thanks to Renee Price and Thomas Watson, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's 8 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive Talk.